This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Let's dive right into, so what excites you the most about Saturday?
There's a lot that excites me about it. You guys are sports fans, maybe not, you know, Don, I know you're not a hardcore combat fan, but you can relate to this. Very, very rarely in sports, period, do we know going into a massive game, match, fight, game seven, etc., that this is the definitive end for one of the top stars involved, right? There were whispers with Jordan against the Bulls in 98, you know, John Elway. There have been some time, Ray Bourque, right? But very rarely is it definitive, right? The guy comes out before and says, I'm done after this. That's what we're getting with Daniel Cormier tomorrow night. Daniel Cormier is fighting in his final fight. And he's not just fighting on the prelims. He's not just fighting on the opener of the pay-per-view. He's fighting for the grandest prize in mixed martial arts. He's fighting for the heavyweight championship of the world. This doesn't happen, certainly not in combat sports. So he's 41, trilogy fight on top of that. Maybe the greatest heavyweight champion of all time label on top of that as well. You put this concoction together where you consider the fact that these two guys have fought twice before and the first two fights were classics, both ending in knockouts. What more do you want? No, by the way, you know, it's the end of one of the great, you know, athletic careers in American sports history, a guy who made it to the national championship multiple times at Oklahoma State, represented his country in the Olympics twice, and then, of course, you know, multiple-time UFC champion. This is a very big deal, so it excites me greatly.
But should it be his last fight, you think?
Yeah, he's 41. He wanted to retire last summer. He fought Stipe in the rematch when he was 40. He always said he was going to retire when he was 40, and he almost made it. But then he got knocked out in a fight that he was winning, by the way. And he said, I just can't go out like that. And, you know, I don't know how much you know about Daniel Cormier's life, but this man has been through an incredible amount of heartbreak. He lost his daughter when she was 3 months old in a car accident. His father was murdered when he was 7 years old on Thanksgiving Day. His stepfather just passed away a couple weeks after his loss. Last year, his college roommate at Oklahoma State, who was a basketball player, died in a plane crash. I mean, the guy's been through a lot. Oh, by the way, never won the national championship because the greatest American wrestler of all time, Cale Sanderson, was in his weight class. Then he makes it to the Olympics, finishes in fourth in 04, doesn't even get to compete in 08 because he has complications with his kidney because he had a faulty weight cut. The man has been through so much. And so for him to possibly end by winning the heavyweight championship, you can't write a better story than that. And he's got a great career ahead of him. He's a broadcaster. I think, you heard it here first, if this man isn't, you know, on the path of a Michael Strahan, and what I mean by that is Today Show, Good Morning America, in 5-6 years, something went horribly wrong. He is that good. He is that charismatic. And I think that he's done enough. He can move on now.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You are not overselling Daniel Cormier in any way. I couldn't agree with you more. It's a sport that's filled with a ton of hyperbole, Ariel. Like, one thing that drives me crazy, and you may argue with me on this or maybe not, is we do get thrown around maybe the best ever, legends, you know, and maybe it's just hard for me because I remember the inception of the sport, so that it's hard to accept so many legends. But in the case of Cormier, it's just absolutely true. And this fight, Ariel, is there a better trilogy all time potentially in UFC? If this is as good and we get another fourth round knockout, is there a better trilogy in UFC?
If it ends like that, you could very much make that case. You know, there have been some great ones, Liddell Couture, GSP Hughes, BJ Penn Hughes. Like, there have been some good ones, no doubt about it. Even at heavyweight, there was JDS against Cain Velasquez. So it's certainly in the discussion. This is the 13th trilogy fight. This will be the 13th trilogy fight in UFC history, and just the third in heavyweight. Murphy, the first was Andrei Arlovsky against Tim Sylvia. I would put this one in the top five. And when you sprinkle in the retirement fight stipulation, that might put it over the edge. Like, I can't get enough of that. And I know there's some people who don't believe him. You know, as you may know, I do a weekly show with Daniel, and I'm fairly close to him, and I've talked to him many times on and off the record about this, and he assures me he is done after this, and I believe him at this point. I don't know if I would have believed him 5 months ago, but I believe him now. And so to go out like this, potentially, as the champion, what a scene that's going to be. My only regret is that it's happening in an empty arena. This was going to be at the Chase Center in San Francisco, the new home of the Warriors. He lives in San Jose. What a scene that would have been in the Bay Area for him. That's my only regret, but otherwise, I mean, this is a promoter's dream.
All right, what does each fighter have to do to win here?
Daniel has to get this fight to the ground. His wrestling is second to none. Like I said, you know, All-American at OSU, multiple-time Olympian, one of the best wrestlers turned fighters in the sport's history. He has to do what he did in the beginning of the second fight. If you look at the first and second round of the second fight, he was dominating Stipe. But what happened was he got cocky and he started standing with him. And then he started taking multiple shots to the body, and then eventually he fell to the ground. So he has to recreate that. And what Stipe has to do is try his hardest to keep this fight standing. I'm not suggesting that Stipe is some scrub who's just going to be taken down like a leaf, but he has to keep this fight standing. The beginning of the first fight, which Stipe ultimately lost, he was doing really well. And then the back end of the second fight, he was doing really well, ultimately won that fight. So it's pretty simple. DC, take it to the ground. Don't get cocky. Just get the W right off into the sunset. Stipe, keep this fight standing. Knock him out.
What else coming up, Ariel? Is there anything? This has been like the big thing on my calendar, MMA wise, was this one. And we've had a pretty good run here of big cards. What's coming up after this that actually has you excited or close to as excited as you are for this one?
Yeah, well, there's a lot. And I'll just say there's one other fight that it's actually a pretty good main card, but Sugar Sean O'Malley, if you guys don't know him, this guy is an absolute star, 25 years old. As flash, I mean, like, he gets it. Like, Peter, you would love him because he gets the showmanship part of it. The guy has a massive afro, dyed his hair the colors of the Ecuadorian flag because his opponent, Marlon Vera, is from Ecuador. So he did that just to kind of annoy him. Rolls around with a robe. He likes to smoke marijuana. He's a gamer. He's just perfect for the Gen Z crowd, and he knocks people out. So he's fighting in the co-main. Definitely check that out. Other than that, the UFC is on quite the roll. September 26th, Israel Adesanya is going up against Paulo Costa for the middleweight title. This will be just the second time in UFC history that two undefeated male fighters fight for a title. The first time was back at UFC 98, Lyoto Machida against Rashad Evans. And then the big one, October 24th, the return of Khabib Nurmagomedov against Justin Gaethje, which is just gigantic. So, you know, a lot of sports obviously have suffered over this time, and it sucks. And the UFC has had to change their business model a little bit. But, you know, they've benefited greatly from being able to put on these fights. And, you know, we're seeing it tomorrow. We're going to see it next month. The next three pay-per-views, the ones I just mentioned, I mean, you can't get any better than that, in my opinion.
And the Canadians just made it 5-0 for you. How about that?
Yes. Yes.
Look at that. Look at that.
It's all you coming up, Helwani.
All right. Listen, this was terrific. Thank you for giving us the time you did. And you're definitely going to be back, not just for UFC stuff, but also for Last One Standing. It was great.
You're a mensch. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Peter. It was a pleasure, as always. An honor. Thank you.
Great job, buddy. Enjoy tomorrow. I'll probably text you and name things during the fight. I look forward to it.
If you don't, I'll be upset.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.